الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، continuing with the book صفة الصلاة، the description of the prayer by الشيخ العلامة محمد بن صالح العثيمين رحمه الله. ووصلنا إلى الفصل السادس، and we've reached the sixth chapter, which is حكم تارك الصلاة, the ruling of the one who abandons the prayer, the ruling of the person that abandons the prayer. And this is a very important chapter, like the previous chapters. So we hope that the brothers and the sisters will pay attention to what we will hear from the words of Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah. So in this chapter specifically, the Shaykh is going to talk about حكم تارك الصلاة, the ruling of the one who abandons the prayer. And he said, ترك الصلاة ينقسم إلى قسمين. The abandonment of the prayer can be divided into two categories. ترك الصلاة ينقسم إلى قسمين. The abandonment of a salah, the prayer, can be divided into two categories. The first, أن يكون مع جحد وجوبها, that the prayer is abandoned with rejection of its obligation. Meaning the person does not believe that a salah, the five daily prayers, are obligatory upon him. فهذا كفر بلا شك, then this is disbelief without doubt. Then this is disbelief without doubt. لِأَنَّ جَحْدَ وَجُوبِ الصَّلَاةِ الْمَفْرُوضَ كُفْرٌ لِتَكْذِيبِهِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. الشيخ ابن عثيمين said, this is disbelief without doubt, as rejecting the obligation of the prescribed prayers is disbelief due to his rejection and disbelief in Allah, His Messenger and the believers. If the individual was to say, I do not believe that it is wajib to pray Salat al-Dhuhr, then in reality he is rejecting the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and he is rejecting the command of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he said here, so the first category, أن يكون مع جحد وجوبها. The individual abandons the prayer while rejecting its obligation. And this is disbelief without doubt that takes a person from the fold of Al-Islam. This individual is a kafir. لأن جحد وجوب الصلاة المفروضة كفر لتكذيبه الله ورسوله والمؤمنين. The Shaykh, he quoted the ayah, وَقَدْ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, Allah the Most High, He said, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعَ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. And whoever contradicts and opposes the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم after the right path has been made clear to him and follows other than the believer's way, or we shall keep him in the path he has chosen and burn him in hell. What an evil destination. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Na'am, whoever contradicts and opposes the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam after the right path has been made clear to him and follows other than the way of the believers, we shall keep him in the path he has chosen and burn him in hell. What an evil destination. So that, Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he said, إِلَّا إِذَا كَانَ جَاحِدِ الْوُجُوبِ لكونه حديث عهد بإسلام فيمكن أن يكون جاهلا بالحكم فلا يكفر حتى يبين له الأمر ثم إن عاند بعد ذلك كفر. الشيخ ابن عثيمين said, this ruling is applicable unless the person rejected the obligation of the prayer due to them being new to the religion of Islam, if they were a new Muslim. He said, because it is possible he may be ignorant of the ruling, so he does not disbelieve until the ruling is explained to him. Somebody becomes a Muslim, they're a new Muslim, they may not know that it's obligatory upon them to pray 5 daily prayers. This individual, what does the Shaykh say? He said, فَلَا يَكْفُرْ حَتَّى يُبَيَّنْ لَهُ الْأَمَرُ. This individual does not disbelieve until the ruling is explained to him. It's explained to him that Allah Azza wa Jal commanded us to pray 5 daily prayers. So it is explained to him that Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us to pray 5 daily prayers, and this is obligatory upon every believing male and female. ثُمَّ إِنْ عَانَدَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ كَفَرْ. If the individual persists, if they continue in opposition, after the issue has been clarified to them and explained to them, then they disbelieve. So somebody explains to the new Muslim, and after it's been clarified to them, this matter, they continue to reject the obligation of the prayer, na'am, then they disbelieve, wal-iyadu billah, we seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jalla from that. Athani, the Shaykh, he said, the second type of abandonment of the prayer, he said, أَنْ يَكُونَ تَرْكَ الصَّلَاةِ كَسْلًا وَتَهَاوُنًا مَعَ الْإِقْرَارِ بِالْوُجُوبِ. That the individual abandons the prayer due to laziness and carelessness while affirming its obligation. So what's the difference between this and the previous category? Fadl. Naam. What's the difference between this and the first category? Fadl.
The first one, they said, is they don't affirm that it's obligatory.
Naam. The first category, they reject the obligation of the prayer. They reject the obligation of the salah. So they abandon it while rejecting its obligation. Hawla kuffar. The second category, أن يكون ترك الصلاة كسلا وتهاونا. The individual abandons the prayer out of laziness and carelessness. مع الإقرار بالوجوب. But they affirm and they believe that the salah is obligatory upon them. They affirm and they believe that the prayer is obligatory upon them. فهذا يدعى إليها. This person, he is called to pray. He is told to pray. وَيُؤْمَرُ بِهَا, and he's commanded to pray as salah, as Allah Azza wa Jal commanded him, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded him. فَإِنْ صَلَّ فَذَاك. And if they listen and they pray, then this is one thing. بِهَا وَنِعْمَةَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. وَإِنْ اسْتَمَرَّ عَلَى تَرْكِهَا. If they continue and they persist in the abandonment of the prayer while affirming the obligation, so they believe that it's wajib upon them, فَقَدْ اِخْتَلَفَ الْعُلَمَاءُ فِيهِ. The scholars, they differ concerning this individual. The ulama, they differ concerning this person. So this person, he says, نعم, salah is wajib upon me. But he abandons the prayer, يَتْرُكُ الصَّلَاةِ. لِمَاذَا تَكَاسُلًا تَهَاوُنًا. Out of laziness and carelessness and negligence. اختلف العلماء علماء الإسلام في. The scholars, they differ concerning the ruling, the hukum of this individual. What is the hukum? الشيخ ابن عثيمين said, فمنهم من قال إنه يكفر. A group of scholars, they say that this individual is a disbeliever. He has disbelieved. يعني, he has left the religion of Islam. And he would die the death of a disbeliever. وَلَا يُسَلَّ عَلَيْهِ. He is not to be prayed upon. نَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ السَّلَامُ وَالْعَافِيَةِ. He is not to be prayed upon. وَلَا يُدْفَنُ مَعَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Nor is he to be buried among the Muslims. He's buried with the people of disbelief. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. وَدَلِيلُ قَوْلِ هَؤُلَاء مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ قَوْلُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى عَنِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. So Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen said, again, Ikhwan, this position of the scholars who adopt this stance is based upon proofs and evidences from the Quran and from the authentic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This matter is khatir. That is why when people talk about reformation and people talk about progress, and if you see that these individuals who are talking about reformation and progress, and they are from those, الَّذِينَ يَتَهَاوَنُونَ بِالصَّلَاةِ, they are careless and they are negligent with the prayer and they abandon the salah, then know that in reality they are lying in their claim. There is no reformation without a salah, without the correct aqeed. The Shaykh, he said, وَدَلِيلُ قَوْلِ هَؤُلَاء مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ قَوْلَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ عَنِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. The proof that this group of scholars rely upon from the Adillah is the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal from the Qur'an, when Allah said about the mushrikeen, the polytheists, فَإِن تَابُوا وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ. فَإِن تَابُوا, if they repent. If who repents? Muhammad, man? Na'am, the polytheists, the disbelievers. فَإِن تَابُوا, if they repent. وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ, and they establish the prayer. وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ, and they give us zakat. فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ, then they will be your brothers in the religion. وَنُفَسِّرُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ, and we explain the ayat in detail for a people who know. So Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen explains, how is this a proof that the one who abandons the prayer out of laziness and carelessness is a disbeliever? He said, فَعِنْدَنَا الْآنَ جُمْلَةٌ شَرْطِيَّةٌ. In this verse, we have a conditional sentence. A conditional sentence. If they repent, and they perform the prayer, and they give zakah, so it's conditional on these three things. نعم, الشرط فيها من ثلاثة أمور. الشيخ ابن عثيمين said, the condition that is present in this verse comprises of three affairs. What are the three affairs, Rashid? No, in the verse. What's the conditions? Fadal. They have to repent. If they repent, if they establish the prayer, and the last one, and they give us zakat. So the first condition is what? The Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen said, and قبل ذلك وكان الجواب أمرا واحدا. وكان الجواب, the answer to these conditions is one, that they are your brothers. So in order, the Shaykh is saying, for them to be considered your brothers, these three things have to be fulfilled. The first condition, they have to repent. فإن تابوا, they repent from their shirk. والثاني, the second. وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ, and they establish the prayer. وَالثَّالِثِ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ, and they give a zakat. كُلُّ هَذَا شَرْطِ. Each one of these three is a condition. أَمَّا الْجَوَابَ, for the answer. Meaning if these conditions are met, then the answer is what? فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ, then they will be considered to be your brothers. Somebody may ask about a zakat. مَا جَوَابُكُمْ. Somebody may, قَدْ يَعْتَرِدْ مُعْتَرِدٍ. Somebody may say, well, what about zakat? Zakat is mentioned with salah. So, مانع الزكاة, ما حكمه, the one who refuses to give us zakat, affirming the obligation, what is the ruling of him? مصطفى, ماذا عندك؟ لكن الصحيح, لكن ماذا تقول في هذه الآية? What do we say about this verse? What do we say about this verse? The ruling of the one who refuses to pay zakat, affirming the obligation. نعم. فمن العلماء من التزم بذلك وقال بأنه كافر. You have some scholars, they say, نعم, the one who refuses to give a zakat is a disbeliever. However, الصحيح, that which is correct, the strongest position in that matter, is that the individual is not a disbeliever. Based upon what? ما هو الحديث? The reason why, brothers and sisters, there are a hadith from them, the hadith in Sahih Muslim. The hadith in Sahih Muslim that shows us that the one who affirms the obligation of a zakat, however, they do not give a zakat, is still a Muslim, is the hadith, في من آتاه الله مالا من الذهب والفضة ولم يؤدي زكاته. The hadith in Sahih Muslim concerning the one whom Allah Azza wa Jalla gives wealth from gold and silver, ولم يؤدي زكاته, but they do not pay their zakat. أنه يرى سبيله إما إلى الجنة وإما إلى النار. But this individual, who's from the believers, either he will see his path, meaning his path to paradise, or his path to the hellfire. So this hadith establishes على أنه ليس بكافر. He's not a disbeliever. If he was a disbeliever, would he have a path that led to Jannah? No. إذ لو كان كذلك لم يجد سبيلا إلى الجنة. If the individual was a disbeliever, he would not find any path leading to Jannah. So that hadith, and as the brother said, there are other ahadith likewise that specify the prayer in this matter, remove a zakat from this ruling. If somebody was to say, well, what about zakat? And it's a question that, wallahu a'lam, I expect you from the brothers, or maybe from the sisters. However, ikhwan, as we see from this ayah, the shaykh explains it, he said, all of these three are conditions. As for the answer then, it is one, they are your brothers in the religion. It is one response. And then the shaykh, he mentions a qa'ida. وَالْقَاعِدَ أَنَّهُ إِذَا رُتِّبَ الشَّيْءَ عَلَى شَرْطٍ وَاحِدٍ أَوْ مُتَعَدِّدْ فَإِنَّ الْجَوَابَ لَا يَتِمُّ إِلَّا إِذَا تَمَّ الشَّرْطِ. The principle is, if an affair is dependent on one condition or multiple conditions, then the answer or final judgment does not apply unless the conditions are fulfilled. Unless the conditions are fulfilled. So the Shaykh goes on to explain it in simple terms. He said, فَهُنَا اِشْتَرَطَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لِثَبُوتِ الْأُخُوَّةِ فِي الدِّينِ ثَلَاثَةُ شُرُوطٍ. Here, in this ayah, Allah the Mighty and Majestic has made three conditions for the establishment of brotherhood in the religion. If there is no tawbah, there's no brotherhood. If there is no prayer, there is no brotherhood. If there's no brotherhood, what does that mean? The individual is what? Na'am, that's the wajh al-istidlal. So here Allah the Mighty and Majestic has made three conditions for the establishment, the presence of brotherhood in religion. One, which is repentance from a shirk, التوبة من الشرك. الثاني إقام الصلاة, the establishment of the prayer. الثالث, the third, إيتاء الزكاة, the giving of a zakat. إذا تخلف واحد من هذه الثلاثة لم يوجد الجواب الذي هو الأخوة في الدين. And the Shaykh said, if any one of these three conditions is absent, then the end result does not apply, which is brotherhood in the religion. The end result, the outcome, it does not apply. Meaning, brotherhood does not apply to that type of individual. And the Shaykh said, I'll give an example. He'll give a worldly example so you can understand this. He said, أضرب مثلاً, أضربوا مثلاً. I'll give an example. يوضحوا الأمر, which will clarify this matter further. He said, لو قلت إذا زارك فلان وأعطاك الكتاب الفلاني وقرأته فأكرمه هذه ثلاث. He said, I will give an example. He said, Naam, لو قلت, if I was to say to you, if so and so visits you, gives you the book, such and such a book, and you read it, then honor him. So how many things is that? Three. What are they? Who can tell me? Tfaddal. Hassan.
No, visiting.
If the person visits you, what's the second? Gives you the book, the third. Abd al-Hakim.
I count four.
Four? If he visits you, gives you the book, such and such a book, and you read it. So there are the three conditions. Na'am. The honor is the jawab. Then honor him. So you honoring him is dependent upon how many things? Three things. Ahsantum. طيب. لو زارك ولم يعطيك الكتاب فإنك لا تكرمه. If he visits you and he doesn't give you the book, do you honor him? No. لو قال لك, if he says to you, لماذا لم تكرمني, why didn't you honor me? أقول, he said, I will say, لأنك, because you have not fulfilled the condition. The condition was what? To ماذا? To give the book. To visit and give the book. And likewise, the person to read it. لو زارك وأعطاك الكتاب ولكنه منعك من قراءته فإنك لا تكرمه. If the person visits you, he gives you the book. He visits you, he gives you the book, but he prevents you from reading it. Abdullah, do you have to honor him? Why? Ahsan. No, because it was conditional on what? Qira'at al-kitab. That you read the book. So the Shaykh said, these are three conditions. And alhamdulillah, nakhtasir. So fil ayat al-kareem, in this noble verse, does everyone understand that? That's wadih? So in this noble verse, in tab wa aqamu salah wa atawu zakat, if they repent and they establish the prayer and they give a zakat, istahaqqu an yakunu ikhwatan lana, then they deserve to be brothers. They deserve to be our brothers. If they repent, wahida. If they establish the prayer, thaniya. If they give a zakat, thalitha, then they deserve to be our brothers. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَقُومُوا بِهَذِي الْأَوْصَافَ الثَّلَاثَةِ, if they do not fulfill these three things, لَمْ يَسْتَحِقُّوا أَنْ يَكُونُوا إِخْوَةً لَنَا فِي الدِّينِ, they do not deserve to be brothers to us in the religion. And we've already spoken about the zakat. So is that clear?
I have a question. You have to be for certain that the brother is not praying and stuff.
It has to be based on yaqeen. It can't be based on shak. As we said earlier, in ثَبَتَ إِسْلَامُ بِالْيَقِينِ لَمْ يَزُلْ بِالشَّكِ, if a person's Islam is established with certainty, it cannot be removed by doubt. It has to be certain that so-and-so abandons the prayer, not dhan. وَلِعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. We've already spoken about the danger of referring to a Muslim as a kafir. وَلِعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. And the individual is not deserving of that title. No judgment. So Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he said, لا تنتفي الأخوة في الدين إلا بالكفر الصريح. The Shaykh said that brotherhood in the religion is not negated except through clear disbelief, major disbelief. Brotherhood in the religion is not negated except through clear disbelief. لأن الإنسان مهما عصى فهو أخوك. Because the Muslim, your Muslim brother, no matter how much he sins, he's still your brother. She's still your sister. لو زنا, even if they fornicate and steal and drink alcohol or intoxicants or they commit murder, فهو أخوك, then they are your brother or she is your sister. Why? Because what's the qa'idah, ikhwan, that we've already taken in sharh al-sunnah of al-imam al-barbahari rahimahullah? What is the position, aqidat ahli sunnah in this matter? Fadl ihsan. Na'am, that the believer does not leave al-Islam on account of a kabira, a major sin, allati duna shirk, which is lesser than a shirk. وَلَرُبَّمَا بَعْدَ النَّاسِ يَسْتَغْرِبُ هَذَا. Some people may be amazed by this. Some people, they may be amazed by this and they may say, كَيْفَ يَفْعَلُ هَذِي الْجَرَائِمِ الْكَبِيرَةِ وَمَعَ ذَٰلِكَ يَكُونُ أَخًا لَنَا. How can a person commit these crimes, these grave crimes, and still be considered a brother to us? How can an individual commit these grave crimes? How can someone fornicate? How can someone steal? How can someone drink alcohol or take intoxicants? Or commit murder and still be considered a brother to us? How? The Shaykh says, نقول, we say to them, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, Allah the Most High, He said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم القصاص في القتلى. Oh, you who believe, القصاص, the law of equality in punishment, is prescribed for you in the case of murder. الحر بالحر والعبد بالعبد والأنثى بالأنثى. The free for the free, the slave for the slave, and the female for the female. فمن عفي له من أخيه شيء فَاتِّبَاعٌ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. But if the killer is forgiven, if the killer is forgiven by his brother of the killed against blood money, then adhering to it with fairness and payment of the blood money to the heir should be made in fairness. Where's the shahid in that ayah? Who can tell me? Where's the shahid in the ayah? أَخٌ لِمَنْ. Naam, if you look in the ayah, ikhwan, when Allah Azza wa Jalla said, فَمَنْ عُفِيَ لَهُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ شَيْءٌ فَاتِّبَاعٌ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. But whoever overlooks from his brother anything, meaning what Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he said, رحمه الله, he said, al-qisas, يثبت في القتل that the law of equality and punishment is established in the case of deliberate murder, where somebody murders somebody and kills somebody deliberately, intentionally. Despite that, وَمَعَ هَذَا يَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فَمَنْ عُفِيَ لَهُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ شَيْءٍ. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, تبارك وتعالى, but whoever overlooks from his brother anything, إذن هذا القاتل المتعمد لم يخرج من الإسلام لأنه أخ للمقتول. Because Allah referred to the murderer as a brother of the one who was killed. Allah referred to the murderer as being a brother to the one who was killed. Likewise, وَاللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ خَاطَبَ النَّاسِ بِقَوْلِهَا. Allah addressed them how? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O you who believe. So that is a proof, as the Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen said, هذا القاتل, إذن هذا القاتل المتعمد لم يخرج من الإسلام. This individual, this murderer who deliberately murdered his brother, does not leave al-Islam. Because Allah Azza wa Jal, He referred to him as what? As the individual's brother. فَمَنْ عُفِيَ لَهُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ شَيْءٍ فَوَ أَخٌ لَهُ مَعَنْهُ قَتَلُهُ. So he's considered to be a brother to the deceased, even though he killed him and murdered him. إِذَنْ الْأُخُوَةُ فِي الدِّينِ لَا تَنْتَفِي بِالْمَعَاصِي. So therefore, brothers and sisters, brotherhood in the religion is not negated on account of sins. التي هي دون الشرك, which are lesser than shirk. Is that clear to everyone? نعم. Likewise, another proof the Shaykh brings. مثال آخر, قتال المؤمن لأخيه. It's a major sin, a major crime. مثال آخر, قتال المؤمن لأخيه. A believer fighting his brother is a major sin. وفسق وكفر. It's disobedience and it's minor disbelief. لكنه لا يخرج من الملة. But it does not exit the person from the fold of Islam. It does not exit a person from the fold of Islam. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, تبارك وتعالى, وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. If two groups from amongst the Muslims were to fight one another, then make peace between them. Don't be an instigator. You know, some people, they like to pour, petrol on the fire. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. وَهَذَا يَدُلُّ عَلَى خُبْثِهِمْ. And that shows the evil of that type of person. وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. If two parties from amongst the believers, no matter where they are, whether they're in the lands of the Muslims or the non-Muslim lands, if they were to fight one another, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. It's a command from Allah, then make peace between them. فَإِنْ بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى فَقَاتِلُوا الَّتِي تَبْغِي حَتَّى تَفِيءَ إِلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. If one of them was to transgress against the other, then you fight against the transgressors until they return to the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Meaning, تَقِفْ مَعَ الْحَقِّ. You stand with the truth. You stand with the truth. فَإِنْ فَاءَتْ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا بِالْعَدْلِ وَأَقْسِطُوا. But if they return to that which is correct, then make peace and reconciliation between them justly and be fair. And be fair. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. Verily Allah loves those who are fair and just. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And fear Allah, the believers are nothing but brothers, so make reconciliation between them and fear Allah Azza wa Jal so that you may be shown mercy. So again, in this ayah, Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen said, Rahimahullah, al-mu'minun, ma annahum iqtatalu ikhwa. The believers, even though they fight one another or they fought one another, they are still brothers. They are still brothers. والطائفة الثالثة التي أصلحت بين المقتتلين والمقتتلين إخوة لهم. نعم. And the third group who try and make peace, they are brothers to all of them. They are brothers to all of them. Again, the Shaykh, he said, ولهذا قال, and that is why Allah said, إنما المؤمنون إخوة. The believers are brothers. All of them are brothers. The two parties that are fighting one another and the party that is trying to bring about peace and reconciliation. إذن نقول, therefore we say, الأخوة الإيمانية لا تنتفي بالمعاصي. Therefore we say that brotherhood, the brotherhood of al-Iman, of faith, is not negated due to disobedience and sins, even if they are great, as long as they are lesser than a shirk. لا تنتفي أبدا إلا بالكفر. Brotherhood is not negated except through disbelief. نعم. أما من السنة فحديث جابر. Now the Sheikh is going to mention some proofs, and there are other proofs that the scholars they bring to support the position that the one who abandons the prayer, الذي يترك الصلاة تهاونا وتكاسلا, out of laziness and carelessness, أنه يكفر, that they disbelieve. The hadith narrated by Jabir رضي الله عنه, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, إِنَّ بَيْنَ الرَّجُلِ وَبَيْنَ الشِّرْكِ وَالْكُفْرِ تَرْكَ الصَّلَاةِ, that verily between a man and shirk and disbelief is the abandonment of the prayer. Between a man and shirk, polytheism and disbelief, is the abandonment of the prayer. رواه مسلم, collected by Imam Muslim in الصحيح. فجعل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الشرك منفصلا بائنا عن الإسلام. So in this hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم made shirk separate and distinct from Islam. You have shirk and then you have Islam. And وجعل الفاصل ترك الصلاة. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he made the dividing factor. What differentiates between Islam and shirk? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم made the dividing factor, the abandonment of the prayer. So whoever abandons the prayer, then they have disbelieved. They have disbelieved, therefore abandoning the prayer is disbelief. So that's the hadith of Jabir. وفي حديث بريدة ابن الحصيب. And in the hadith of بريدة ابن الحصيب, الذي أخرجه أهل السنن, which is collected by أهل السنن, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, العهد الذي بيننا وبينهم الصلاة, the covenant between us and them is the prayer. فَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا فَقَدْ كَفَرَ, the one who abandons the prayer, then they have disbelieved. The one who abandons the prayer, then they have disbelieved. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, رَأْسُ الْأَمْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَعَمُودُ وَالصَّلَاةِ, the head of the affair is Islam and its pillar is the prayer. وَالْعَمُودُ إِذَا زَالَ سَقَتَ Bana. And if the pillar disappears and is lost, then what? The building collapses, right? So if there's no prayer, the Sheikh is saying, based upon that hadith, there is no Islam. إِذَا سَقَتَ وَالْعَمُودِ إِذَا زَالْ سَقَتَ الْبَنَا. وَقَالَ عُمَرِ بْنَ الْخَطَّابِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, عُمَرِ, he said, لَا حَظَّ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الصَّلَاةِ. Umar ibn al-Khattab, he said, the one who abandons the prayer has no share of Islam. They have no portion, they have no share of Islam whatsoever. That la is la nafiya lil jins. وقال عبد الله بن الشقيق, and Abdullah ibn al-Shaqiq, he said, وهو من خيار التابعين, and he is from the best of the tabi'een, the students of the companions. كان أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يرون شيئا من الأعمال تركه كفر غير الصلاة. That the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not used to consider the abandonment of anything from the actions to be disbelief except the prayer. They did not consider the abandonment of anything of the actions to be disbelief except for the abandonment of the prayer. So Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he said, وَهَذَا يَكُونَ كَالْإِجْمَعْ مِنَ الصَّحَابَةِ عَلَى أَنَّ تَارِكَ الصَّلَاةِ يَكْفُرُ. He said, this is like a consensus, meaning it is as if all of the companions agree that the one who abandons the prayer, affirming its obligation, but abandons it out of laziness and carelessness, it is as if all of the companions have agreed that this individual is a kafir, a disbeliever. And then the Shaykh, he goes on, Ikhwan, to mention, وَقَدْ حَكَى الْإِجْمَاعَ عَلَى أَنَّ تَارِكَ الصَّلَاةِ يَكْفُرْ غَيْرُ وَاحِدٍ مِنَ الْعُلَمَةِ. Likewise, he said, a number of scholars have conveyed that there is a consensus of the Muslim scholars, that the one who abandons the prayer out of laziness, affirming its obligation, disbelieves. And from them, those who convey this consensus is Ishaq ibn Rahawi, the well-known Imam. Qala Abdullah ibn Nasr rahimahullah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Naam. So, Ikhwan, the Shaykh, he goes on to mention some of the scholars who have conveyed ijma' in that matter. Let's move on, inshallah, to the words of Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim, so that inshallah ta'ala we can try and finish this chapter, fi hadha dars, in this lesson. Ibn Al-Qayyim, qala Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah fi siyaqi adillati al-qailin bi kufri tariq al-salah. Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim, he said, when discussing the proofs and the evidences that the scholars rely upon to declare the one who abandons the prayer out of laziness to be a disbeliever, he said, إِنَّهُ يَسْتَحِيل فِي الْعَادَ وَالطَّبِيعَةِ. He said, it is impossible, it is unimaginable, or it is impossible according to that which is normal and natural, that a man absolutely and completely believes that Allah has made it obligatory upon him in every night and day to pray five prayers, and that Allah will punish him severely for abandoning them, and despite that he continues to abandon them. Shall I repeat that? The Shaykh, he said, إِنَّهُ يَسْتَحِيل فِي الْعَادَ وَالطَّبِيعَ أَنْ يَكُونَ الرَّجُلُ مُصَدِّقًا تَسْدِيقًا جَازِمًا أَنَّ اللَّهَ فَرَضَ عَلَيْهِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلَةٍ خَمْسَ صَلَوَاتٍ وَأَنَّهُ يُعَاقِبُ عَلَى تَرْكِهَا أَشَدَّ الْعِقَابِ وَهُوَ مَعَ ذَلِكَ مُصِرٌّ عَلَى تَرْكِهَا هَذَا مِنَ الْمُسْتَحِيل قَطْعًا. It is impossible, unimaginable, that a man absolutely and completely believes that Allah has made it obligatory upon him in every night and day to pray five prayers, and that Allah will punish him severely for abandoning them, and despite that he persists or continues to abandon them. This is impossible and unimaginable. Then Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he goes on to mention, he said, فَأَعْجَبْ, we started his statement, فَأَعْجَبُ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَهَاوَنُونَ هَذَا الْعَصَرْ بِسَلَاتِهِمْ يَنْشَغِلُونَ بِشَهَوَاتِهِمْ يَتَثَاقَلُونَ عَمَلًا لَا يَبْلُغُ حَدُّهُ الْأَدْنَى السَّاعَةِ. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he said, I'm amazed, فَأَعْجَبُ لِقَوْمٍ, I'm amazed at a people. What people is he amazed at? يَتَهَاوَنُونَ فِي هَذَا الْعَصَرْ بِسَلَاتِهِمْ. They are negligent, they are careless about their prayer in this time. They abandon the prayer. وَيَنْشَغِلُونَ بِشَهَوَاتِهِمْ, but they are only busy and occupied with their desires, with their shahawat. And they find an action that at most will take an hour of the day, and they believe that it's too difficult for them and too hard. Yet they spend hours. وَيُمْدُونَ السَّاعَاتِ الْكَثِيرَ فِي أُمُورٍ لَا خَيْرَ لَهُمْ فِيهَا. They spend hours and hours doing things that are of no benefit to them. Brothers and sisters, how many times, just nadrib amthila. You know, if you, for example, were to have, if there was a football game, and people were to say, oh, there's a game, it's the Super Bowl. How many people come and sit there for hours? How many people would do that? If it was a boxing fight, it was a fight. Or likewise, how many, imagine even the sisters, how many hours are sisters willing to sit in a hair salon or sit there and get their nails done? We're not talking about those men that like to go and get their nails done as well. Hadahum Allah. Maybe it's applicable to them as well. Ma'al asabi shadeed. Naam. That spend hours and hours and hours. But you find from amongst them, yatathaqaloon, yani the salah, their salah in a day would only require an hour of their day. But they just chase after their lusts and their desires, wal-iyadu billah. Things that are not going to benefit them. أَفَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. Do these individuals not think that they will be resurrected for a great day? يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسِ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That day when the people, they will stand before their Lord Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then the Shaykh, he said, فَأَيُّ دِينٍ لِشَخْصٍ يَدَعُ الصَّلَاةِ مَعَ يُسْرِ عَمَلِهَا. What religion is left? What religion is left for a person who abandons the prayer despite the ease of it, وَقِلَّةِ مَا تُشْغِلْ مِنْ وَقْتْ, and the small amount of time that is needed to perform it, وَكَثْرَةِ ثَوَابِهَا, and the great reward of it, وَعِذَا مَصَالِحِهَا, and the enormous benefits of it, وَمَنَافِعِهَا عَلَى الْقَلْبِ, and the benefits that of the prayer to the heart and the body and the individual and the society, and the benefits for a person's statements and actions. وَهِيَ عَوْنٌ لِلْمَرْءِ عَلَى عَمَلِهِ, and the prayers, it aids a person to perform his deeds. كَمَا كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, like the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, إِذَا أَهَمَّهُ أَمْرٌ قَامَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ, if the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was worried about anything, then he would stand up and pray. لَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَقُولُ, and we spoke about this in detail, brothers and sisters, in the previous classes. Return to them, inshaAllah. As Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, seek aid, seek help with patience and the prayer. The Shaykh said, أَيُّ دِينٍ لِشَخْصٍ يَضَعُ الصَّلَاةِ وَهِيَ الَّتِي جَاءَ الْوَعِيدِ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَفِي سُنَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِمَنْ تَهَاوَنَ بِهَا أَوْ تَغَافَلَ عَنْهَا. What religion is there remaining? What religion is left for a man or a woman who abandons the prayer, and a threat has come in the Qur'an and the sunnah of the Messenger. A threat has come in the Qur'an and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam concerning the one who is careless about the prayer or negligent concerning it. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. Then there has come after them generations who abandoned the prayer and they followed their lusts and their desires. So they will be thrown into hell. May Allah protect us from that. Except those who repent and believe and work righteous deeds, such will enter paradise and they will not be wronged in the slightest. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he said, وهذه الآية الكريمة ظاهرة في أن من أضاع الصلاة واتبع الشهوات فليس بمؤمن. This verse is clear that the one who abandons the prayer and follows their desires is not a believer. لأن الله يقول, because Allah said, إلا من تاب وآمن, except for those who believe, except for those who repent and believe. نعم. And then the Shaykh goes on to talk about that. وإلى قول الشيخ رحمه الله, أي دين لشخص, what religion is remaining, what religion is left for a person, يَدَعُ الصَّلَاةَ وَهُوَ يُؤْمِنُ بِهَذَا الْوَعِيدِ, who abandons the prayer and they believe in this threat, عَلَى مَنْ ضَيَّعَهَا وَغَفِلَ عَنْهَا, they believe in this threat for the one who abandons the prayer and is careless concerning it. كَيْفَ يُمْكِنْ لِشَخْصِ, how is it possible for a person, and يَقُولُ, to say, أَنَا أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah. وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, وَهُوَ لَا يُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, and he does not establish the prayer. How is that possible? He said, بَعْضُ النَّاسِ يَتَعَلَّلُ وَيَقُولُ, some people, they make excuses, and they try and reason, and they say, أَنَا مُسْلِمْ, I am a Muslim. أَنَا أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah. وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. فَنَقُولُ, we say to him, or we say to her, إِنَّ هَذَا لَا يَكْفِيكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ حَتَّى تَسْتَسْلِمَ لِلَّهِ, this will not benefit you in the slightest with Allah until you submit to Allah. وَتَنْقَالِ شَرِيعَتِهِ, and you yield yourself obediently to his sharia, his legislation. And that is why some people, brothers and sisters, they walk around miserable because they do not submit to the sharia of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The one who does not submit to the sharia of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, even if they act upon it, they may act upon it, but if they dislike it and they detest it with their hearts, they will never taste raha. They will not taste ease. They will have torment in their heart. And they will have a ma'ishatan danka. They will have a life of torment and misery. May Allah protect us from that. Even though they do these things, but if they do not submit, if they do not surrender to the sharia of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, na'am, if they detest it and they hate it, فَهُمْ فِي أَمْرٍ خَطِيرٍ, then they're in a dangerous situation, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. فَإِنَّ الْإِيمَانَ مَا وَقَرَ فِي الْقَلْبِ وَصَدَّقَتْهُ الْأَعْمَالِ. Who said that? And I mentioned that in the khutbah a few weeks ago. مَنِ الْقَائِلِ. Na'am, is the statement of Al-Hasan Al-Basri. What is it? بقي ليس الإيمان بالتمني ولا تفضل محمد. Anyone in English? الحسن البصري, what did he say? ليس الإيمان بالتمني ولا بالتحلي. However, إيمان, faith, is what settles in the heart and is affirmed by the person's actions. الشيخ ابن عثيمين, he said, فترك الصلاة ردة عن الإسلام. Abandonment of the prayer is apostasy from Islam. Abandonment. فَإِنَّ الْإِيمَانَ مَا وَقَرَ فِي الْقَلْبِ. Iman is what settles in the heart. وَصَدَّقَتْهُ الْأَعْمَالِ. And the actions affirm what is in the heart. فَتَرْكَ الصَّلَاةِ رِدَّ عَنِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Abandonment of the prayer is apostasy from Islam. وَكُفْرًا بِاللَّهِ. And disbelief in Allah. وَالرِّدَّةُ عَنِ الْإِسْلَامِ. لَهَا أَحْكَامٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْكَامٌ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. And apostasy from the religion of Islam, it carries rulings in this life and the hereafter. And listen to this, brothers and sisters. Listen to this. نعم اسمعوا فلنستمع إلى هذا الكلام. أما أحكام الدنيا فإن المرتد. As for the rulings that are pertinent, that apply to the apostate in this life. And the Shaykh is saying, على قول بعض أهل العلم, according to a group of scholars, this is applicable to the one who abandons the prayer out of laziness, affirming the obligation. فَإِنَّ الْأَمْرَ خَطِيرٌ جِدًّا يَنْفَسِخُ نِكَاحُهُ مِنْ زَوْجَتِهِ. The marriage contract between him and his wife is annulled. There's no marriage. You're talking about divorce and khula, there's no marriage. It's over. The marriage is over. عَلَى قَوْلٍ, according to a number of scholars. If the woman does not pray, if the man does not pray, ينفسخ هذا النكاح, that marriage contract is null and void. وتحل لغيره, that woman, that Muslimah, she is lawful for someone else, not him. ويكون استمتاعه بها استمتاعا بامرأة أجنبية منه. And him having relations and enjoying her, it is the same as him having relations with a foreign woman. Is that clear to everyone? Yeah. That's why when people go and get married, and you hear, you know, yeah, I'm looking for a thug. What type of marriage are you looking for? If he doesn't pray, that's not a marriage. It's not a nikah ala qawlin. If she doesn't pray, it's not a nikah ala qawlin. You're just playing house. You're playing, you're acting. That's not nikah shar'i. This is a serious matter. The Shaykh said, لا تحل ذبيحته ولا صيده. The animal that person slaughters is not halal, you can't eat it. If they go and they say, I'm slaughtering, على يعني هذا القول, you can't eat from the ذبيحة. Can't eat the animal they sacrifice or the game they catch. Likewise, وَلَا يَكُنْ وَلِيًّا عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِنْ أَبْنَائِهِ أَوْ بَنَاتِهِ. That person, the one who abandons the prayer out of laziness, affirming the obligation, عَلَىٰ هَذَا الْقَوْلِ, he cannot be a guardian for his daughters. فَلَوْ زَوَّجَ أَحَدٍ مِنْ بَنَاتِهِ وَهُوَ لَا يُصَلِّ فَالنِّكَاحِ غَيْرُ صَحِيحٍ. If he marries his daughter to someone and he's not praying, that marriage contract is not valid. Likewise, لَا يُغَسَّلْ لِأَنُّهُ لَا يُطَهِرُهُ الْمَا وَهُوَ كَافِرٌ. He's not washed. Somebody, the person who abandons the prayer, he's not washed. A taghseel. He's not to be washed. Why? Because water will not purify him. Because he dies the death of a kafir. وَلَا يُصَلَّ عَلَيْهِ. They're not to be prayed upon. Somebody brings somebody they didn't pray. عَلَى هَذَا الْقَوْلِ. You don't wash them. You don't pray over them. لَا يُسْتَغْفَرْ لَهُ وَلَا يُدْعَ لَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ. You do not ask Allah to forgive them. You cannot ask Allah to forgive them, nor for Allah to have mercy upon them. وَلَا يُدْفَنْ مَعَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. They are not to be buried with the Muslims. وَلَا يُورَثُ بَلْ يَكُونْ مَالُهُ فِي بَيْتِ الْمَالِ. Neither is his wealth to be inherited. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ told us, لَا يَرِثَ الْمُؤْمِنِ. The believer does not inherit from the disbeliever, nor the disbeliever from the believer. His wealth, it goes to بَيْتِ الْمَالِ. To the treasury of the Muslims. أما أحكام الآخرة, as for the rulings of the hereafter, for the one who abandons the prayer out of laziness, whilst affirming the obligation, and likewise, it's applicable to the one who denies the obligation as well. فإن مات على الردة من مات وهو لا يصلي فإنه يحرم دخول الجنة. If a person dies while abandoning the prayer, he dies, then he will be prevented from entering paradise. May Allah protect us from that. ويدخل النار خالدا فيها أبدا. He will enter the hellfire where he will reside forever. وإنه لا يجوز لأحد منكم إذا مات له أحد لا يصلي لا يجوز له أن يقدمه إلى المسلمين. Listen what الشيخ بن عثيمين says next. It is not allowed for any one of you, if they have someone, it could be a relative of yours, anyone, if you know someone that does not pray, that you bring them and you put them before the Muslims to pray over. It is not allowed. وَإِنُّهُ لَا يَجُوزْ لِأَحَدْ مِنْكُمْ إِذَا مَاتَ لَوْ أَحَدْ لَا يُصَلِّي. It is not allowed for any of you. If you have someone that does not pray, they do not pray, they abandon the prayer. لا يجوز له أن يقدمه إلى المسلمين. It is not allowed to bring them and place them in front of the Muslims to be prayed upon. وَإِنَّمَا الْوَاجِبَ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَخْرُجْ بِهِ بَعِيدًا. Rather, it's obligatory upon him what? That he takes this person far away. ثُمَّ يَحْفِرْ لَهُ حَفْرًا. And that he digs for him what? A grave. And he just buries him in that grave, far away from the graveyard of the Muslims. The disbelief of the apostate is more severe than the disbelief of the Yahud and the Nasara. Then he said, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَحَافِظُوا عَلَى صَلَوَاتِكُمْ. Fear Allah and preserve your prayers. فَمَاذَا يَبْقَى مِن دِينِكُمْ إِذَا ضَيَعْتُمُوهَا. Because what remains and what is left of your religion if you abandon the prayer? إِنَّ آخِرَ مَا تَفْقِدُونَ مِن دِينِكُمْ الصَّلَاةِ. As verily, the last thing that will be lost from your religion is the prayer. And as Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ ذَهَبَ آخِرُهُ لَمْ يَبْقَ مِنْهُ شَيْءٍ. Imam Ahmad, he said, as with anything, then if the last part of it disappears and is lost, then nothing remains of it. Then nothing remains of it. Indeed, the final affair that will be lost from your religion is the prayer. Brothers and sisters, this is a serious matter. Na'am, bila shak. Barakallahu feekum, and it yahtaj ila al-i'tina al-tam, to total attention, and alhamdulillah for us to implement this and to be mindful of it, because the matter is severe. And as I said, kama dhakartu anifan, people have time to do all types of things. Like a Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen said, you know, people have time to meet at gyms, people have time to meet, you know, and exercise, people have time to meet and do martial arts, people have time to do all those things. Do you have time for the salawat? And ya'ti ma'a ikhwanik, you know, you come, you're with your brothers, wherever you are. Farka'u ma'a raki'een, to make ruku' with those who are making ruku'. Do we have time for that? These are important matters, barakallahu feekum. And alhamdulillah, as we mentioned, ليس الإيمان بالتمني ولا بالتحلي ولكن الإيمان ما وقر في القلب وصدقته الأعمال. Iman is what settles in the heart and is affirmed by the actions. It is affirmed by the actions. And we'll stop there inshallah. And next Thursday we'll continue on to الفصل السابع, which is شروط الصلاة, the conditions of the prayer. وكل ما أخذنا وكل ما نأخذه إن شاء الله مهم جدا. وجزاكم الله خيرا.